On the road to the Oval Office, one man is inching closer and closer to challenging Obama in 2012, and that man is real estate tycoon Donald Trump.
CEO of the Trump Organization, multi-billionaire Mr. Donald J. Trump.
And whether or not you like his hairdo.
And I make fun of your hair.
You do. You just kill me on that.
Yeah,
hair.
But thank you for being here.
Our real estate tycoon is trumping them all in the polls. In the blink of an eye, Trump has passed Romney, Bachman, and even Palin. In a recent CNN poll, Trump inched right up to first place with Huckabee. But all of this aside, let's see where Trump stands on the issues as America spirals headlong into economic misery.
What kind of a thing can you do to make it easier to find a job in an economy like this?
Well, probably the best thing you can do is go to China, because China has all of our jobs. And if you have an American Express problem with your card, you call up somebody. The person that answers to straighten out your problem is in India.
Now, I heard that your hair was made in the Philippines. Is that...
Good answers, Donald. And we all know your hairdo was not made in the Philippines. But Donald, you failed to mention the elephant in the bathroom, how Jewish finance capital is the driving force behind all American corporations offshoring our labor to China and outsourcing our white-collar jobs to India.
Wall Street profits are up, but are you better off than you were a year or two ago? So what is the real deal with this recovery?
Trump did put some heat on the Wall Street banksters when he told O'Reilly last week that he would slap a high tariff on all Chinese imports.
How can you compete with Chinese labor, which is much, much less than unionized American labor? I mean, what are you going to make a law that says you can't, American companies can't manufacture in China? You're going to make a law?
Very simple, Bill. 25% tax on China unless they behave.
Now, where does Trump stand on all of America's wars being waged across the globe, bleeding U.S. taxpayers dry? Is Trump, like his GOP counterparts, a hawk? Or, since he's been calling for budget cuts, is Trump a dove?
I was not a fan of Bush 2 because he got us into a war that we shouldn't be in, which is now the longest running war in the history of the country. The country has been drained of its assets because of it. And amazingly, Obama is now carrying forward, and he's become a warmonger that's even worse than Bush.
We see wars that we shouldn't be in. We see roadways going into Manhattan that are falling apart, and yet we're rebuilding Afghanistan.
What about Obamacare?
We also talk about the disaster that's known as Obamacare and how it should be ended immediately.
Abortion.
Pro-life.
I'm pro-life.
Gay marriage?
Gay marriage, what do you say?
I'm against gay marriage.
Religion?
I am a Christian, I'm Protestant, I'm Presbyterian.
That's good, Donald. But why do you have, as your closest advisor, known as your political pit bull, Michael Cohen, who apparently is not a Christian?
We are joined right now from New York by Michael Cohen, Executive Vice President to the Trump Organization, Chief Counsel to Donald Trump himself, and somebody who is, we're very excited to joining us here because he's also involved in the Draft Trump movement. Welcome to Top Line, Mr. Cohen.
Now, here's the big one. Certainly, the birther issue is being used by Trump to substantial effect with his own investigators.
You are not allowed to be a president if you're not born in this country. He may not have been born in this country. And I'll tell you what, 3 weeks ago, I thought he was born in this country. Right now, I have some real doubts. I have people that actually have been studying it, and they cannot believe what they're finding.
Questioning the validity of Obama's birth certificate.
And now I really have a much bigger doubt than I did before.
But based on
and you know what? His grandmother in Kenya said he was born in Kenya, and she was there and witnessed the birth.
Digging up all kinds of possible skeletons in a closet with regard to Obama's birth certificate, resulting in Trump asking, as if he's the cat who swallowed the mouse.
Why doesn't he show his birth certificate?
There's something on that birth certificate that he doesn't like.
People have birth certificates. He doesn't have a birth certificate. Now, he may have one, but there's something on that birth, maybe religion, maybe it says he's a Muslim. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want that.
Hey, I'm a really smart guy. I was a really good student at the best school in the country. The reason I have a little doubt, just a little, is because he grew up and nobody knew him.
Donald, come on, just
Meredith,
answer.
He spent $2 million in legal fees trying to get away from this issue. And if he weren't lying, why wouldn't he just solve it? And I wish he would, because
If he doesn't, it's one of the greatest scams in the history of politics and in the history, period.
Well done, Donald. But what about the expanding leaks about Obama's alleged homosexuality? In first-rate stories, Wayne Mattson has been reporting. What about the Larry Sinclair story? What about cocaine? And are you really ready to go toe-to-toe with Obama, who just a few days ago on ABC asserted, kinda, that you're wrong about his birth certificate, that he was born in Hawaii?
Most people feel pretty confident the president was born where he says he was, in Hawaii.
And Donald, once again, you failed to mention that it was the AIPAC ADL, Zionist Jewish Power Network, Chicago ad man, David Axelrod. Chicago billionaire, Penny Pritzker. Chicago leftist activist, Valerie Jarrett. Here she is at a recent conference of the homosexual lesbian lobby group, HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, plugging for Obama's patronage of gay marriage.
I was so proud when President Obama signed a directive to make sure that hospitals participating in Medicare and Medicare, most hospitals that is, allow gay and lesbian partners the same visitation rights as straight partners.
And a dozen other Jewish high rollers who played key roles in inserting Obama in the White House in the first place. And doubtless, likely came up with a $2 million to quash their first black president's lack of a valid birth certificate. Well, I guess I understand, in a way, Mr. Trump, why you keep Jewish backroom dealings out of your campaign chatter. Because in this early stage in your talk show, Dog and Pony Tour, the last thing you want to do, Mr. Trump, is estrange yourself from the Zionist money and power machine that literally decides, in American politics, who will live and who will die.